Before we dive into the numbers, I'd like to ask each of you to perform a self-assessment exercise. Please open the self-assessment PDF, which is located just below this audio recording. Unlike the financial intelligence quiz taken earlier, in this one, there are no right or wrong answers. Rather, the goal is to provide an initial benchmark for you on your relationship with your business. I want you to commit the answers to writing. Be completely honest. No one is going to see these but you. First, do you feel as though your business is as profitable as it could be? Why or why not? As you answer this question, don't stop with a simple yes or no, but add the why or why not and jot down anything that comes to mind that could make your business more profitable. Perhaps something you have thought about for ages but have never implemented. Number two, how do you want your business to serve you? The answer to this question may take on a variety of tones depending upon your role. A sole proprietor will answer differently than a majority owner who has to be accountable to the interests of other stockholders, or compared to the CEO of a larger company who may actually be a minority owner. But since many taking this course are entrepreneurs, I want to recognize they are in a unique position to plot the course for their business. Third, what are your 3 to 5 year goals for both your business and how do you see your role changing over the next 3 to 5 years? Too often, people are focused on next week or next month and don't even give much thought to next year. But by thinking out 3 to 5 years, there's a certain freedom that comes with being able to dream and ask, what if? For this exercise, let yourself go a bit. Don't be too constrained by the present, but think broadly about where you want your business to be and dream about the possibilities. Four, what do you believe it will take to achieve these goals? Don't expect to have all the answers. Part of this process is to see how your answers to each of these questions changes over time. Do this exercise now and then join me for an audio recording on the purpose of financial statements.